So welcome to our next session. It's Jan talking about DNF and containers, I guess. Please.
One, two. Do you hear me? Okay. So imagine this. You need to build thousands of container images, each one tailored to meet specific customer requirements. And you need to do this in a secure, reliable, and reproducible way. Why? Because you want to prevent supply chain attacks, you want to ensure deterministic builds with consistent outputs, and you want to comply with industry regulations by isolating your builds from external networks. So in order to achieve such a container build, you need to prepare and prefetch all the packages and dependencies beforehand in your build environment, so you can then seamlessly execute your like podman or docker build commands. And this is precisely when the DNF manifest comes in. So the centerpiece is a manifest document, which is basically a YAML document containing all necessary information about your packages. So it contains like information about your dependencies, about their versions, about the repositories and URLs where you can download the content from. And this manifest file is created based on the input. And the input is like saying, hey, DNF, I would like to describe everything I need to install the Nginx server and, for example, curl and wget for debugging purposes. So we would just specify these package specs, and the output is the manifest document with all the resolved packages. So one way of specifying the input is on the command line, but for the automation purposes, the more appropriate method is using the so-called input files. And you could also like dump your currently installed packages on your system into the manifest file. And so with such an existing manifest file, you can take it to another computer, and then there you can like download the content or install it using DNF or even do some like static analysis, like security analysis, checking for CVs, like authentication of the configured repositories, etc. And if you created the manifest file using the system snapshot, you can also like reproduce this environment on a different machine, or you can like replicate some specific environment for debugging purposes. Okay, so let's see it in action on some simple use case, which will basically prepare the packages you need for your application in an empty environment, in an empty container. So here's a simple manifest new command, which is basically saying, hey DNF, please prepare me a manifest file with elinks and new docker packages and all the necessary dependencies. And we can look into how this manifest file looks like. So it's basically a YAML file containing the definition of the repositories where the packages can be downloaded from and list of all the packages and the necessary information. And now consider we want to do our container build on a different machine. And so here we need to like fetch the manifest file. Here we are using the SCP. And then we can like use the manifest install command to just pre-install all the packages defined there into an empty folder, like install root folder. And you can also use like any global options you are used to with any other DNF commands here. And this way we have like prepared the environment, for example, doing a build with a mock tool or like environment with bootstrap packages. And here is another variation of the same functionality using a container file. So in this way, you can, for example, like manage all your packages outside of the container file itself in the manifest files. And in order to automate things, and to be able to regenerate the manifest file with the new versions of packages, the better way is to use the input files. So these are also like the YAML files, quite similar to the manifest files. So again, we can see there is the definition of repositories and the package list of packages we want to resolve into this manifest file. So here we want to just install like elinks and new docker packages for this x86 architecture. And then we can just run the manifest new command, which will like look into the current folder and use the input file for generating the manifest file. And there is also another option of doing by creating the manifest file using the currently installed packages from the system using the use system parameter. And now to provide some overall picture of the scenario for building the container images. So on one side, we have a maintainer which will prepare the input file like with all requirements of the packages for your application. This input file is used to generate the manifest file. And this manifest file could be like uploaded to some database to the internet, and maintainer can like update the revisions of these files and so. And somewhere else, we have the automated builder, which will download the manifest file and like all the packages defined there, all the content onto this machine. And so here we can like create prepare the isolated environment for our container build, like the same environment as on the host where the manifest file was created using a network connection. So here we are like preparing local repositories from the downloaded RPM payload and information from the manifest file, for example, using create repo C, and then we can pass the control to deployment build. Yeah, and that's basically it. So although this was the main scenario why the project was created, it's an open source project, so I would love to hear like your ideas on extending the existing functionality and enabling like your use cases with the DNF manifest. So yeah, feel free to discuss me like on the hallway or ping me on the chat room, or I will be available at the Fedora booth like for the next hour or so. And you can also like file the issue on the GitHub page. There is a link in the presentation, or like start some discussion on this. Yeah, so that's it. Thanks for listening.
So thank you. We have time for one question, if there's one. Yeah.
Thank you. So this is like a lock file for packages. Does it also lock the base image version that I need to use in case the manifest file becomes outdated because I use it for 3 years and right now the base image goes forward and those packages perhaps are not available anymore?
No. The base image. So the question if it also locks the base image version into the in the manifest file. And now here we are considering just the packages that are like above the image. You know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.